AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Could there be a clash of civilizations if Donald Trump is elected president? That's the warning this morning from a top security official in the United Arab Emirates, where the official religion is Islam. At last night's GOP debate on CNN, Trump refused to back away from his recent statement that Islam hates the West.
I will tell you, there's something going on that maybe you don't know about, and maybe a lot of other people don't know about, but there's tremendous hatred, and I will stick with exactly what I said.
Marco Rubio said a presidential candidate shouldn't be saying these things.
I know that a lot of people find appeal in the things Donald says because he says what people wish they could say. The problem is presidents can't just say anything they want. It has consequences here and around the world.
An hour from now, former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson will endorse Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports this apparently did not come easily for Dr. Carson.
Two people with knowledge of the upcoming endorsement say retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson was torn between endorsing Donald Trump or Senator Ted Cruz, but he opted for Trump because prior to the Iowa caucuses, the Cruz campaign circulated a rumor that Carson had dropped out of the race. Carson's endorsement will come at a news conference that Trump will attend.
And then Trump will be off to Missouri and Illinois, two states that vote in next Tuesday's all-important presidential primaries. If the weather is good enough today, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards will tour Shreveport and other areas hit hard by a rainstorm over the past few days. He's declared a state of emergency across the entire state. South African authorities say debris found on a beach in Mozambique will be sent to Australia to confirm if it's part of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared 2 years ago. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest today. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is said to be closing in on a choice to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says he knows he needs to move quickly.
Because I think it's important for the Supreme Court to have its full complement of justices.
A source tells AP that top contenders include three appellate judges with a record of bipartisan backing, Sri Srinivasan and Merrick Garland of the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and Paul Watford, who sits on the California-based Ninth Circuit. After a meeting here, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said Obama's getting close.
We conveyed a sense of urgency, but careful urgency.
Still, Republicans vow there'll be no hearings on Obama's choice, and filling the opening must wait till his successor is sworn in. Mark Smith at the White House.
A former Syracuse University student's been charged with stealing 22 computers from a campus lab. Dewal Gandhi allegedly sold some of them. Others have been recovered. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.